really strange people that follow us. But this is episode 12 of Day Drinking. And we're changing stuff up a little bit here and there. There's still two of us. She just doesn't have a drink.
Hello. I have wine. Can you? Yeah. Oh, I spilled it. Sorry.
Yes. And it's a good thing she had no shirt on.
What?
But anyway, what we're going to try to get at today is there's a lot of changes in life going on. We never really said our names on this thing. It's Drew and Lori as far as the day drinking goes. And you're going to hear more. I guess what we're going to do, though, is we're going to start a Betting on Us podcast, which is going to talk about where we're going because our jobs are changing. We're going to try to do stuff that we are going to take control of, and we are going to try to be in control of our lives, which there is really no control in your life. Truth or no? I mean,
really, you have to go where you feel your life is taking you.
And I guess, and that's the kind of journey I guess we want to bring people on with this Betting on Us is what it's going to be. And and we're going to definitely push that a little bit. And Betting on Us is going to be Betting on Us.
It's going to be our journey to a different life, we're taking on different priorities in our life.
Yeah, we're not going to drink any less.
At least well, I don't. He can't do that.
At least I don't plan on drinking any less. But it's just the way the world is going. I think we need to change our priorities and change our structure. We don't need to be reliant on a job, on a company, on something.
I think we've been indoctrinated to think certain ways about consumerism and how much money you have. And I think it's time to take a good, solid look at that. And is that really what you want to portray or where you want to go?
Yeah. And I think that's what we're talking about with Betting on Us, the website. And the podcast is going to be Betting on Us. You know, can we actually create a business? And can we, because we're both in our 50s now, can we do it? And can we really create something and not rely on an outside job? And I don't see why we can't. Because this is what America was built on. It was built on giving it a shot. And why wouldn't that work? And I don't know whose stomach that was that just did that, but I really don't think it was mine.
I'll own that one.
But this is what we're trying to do. So once we start producing Betting on Us, we really have no followers here. But geez, yeah, you know, it's for everyone because we're going to follow what we're trying to do. And what we're trying to do is create two businesses that we can run out of our home and that we can then
really support ourselves
with. And one,
and we're not looking to be rich or millionaires. We want to just support ourselves with our basic needs, go into it debt-free, and see where it will take us.
Right. And what we're looking at is one business is going to be powder coating and welding. And the other business, we're going to try to start up a winery, a limited winery, making our own wine, which we have made wine and we do have experience in it. So we are going to try to make wine and we're going to try to produce it and sell it. So if you're willing and able and have any sense of an imagination, follow us. Because we fail or succeed, we're going to try to really truthfully post what we're doing.
We're going to try and document our moves every step of the way.
Right. And it's going to come sooner than we think, because things are evolving a lot faster in our current jobs than we really saw coming. Let's say it that way. So, besides that, what I thought we would talk about today, because both of us are in our 50s, she's closer to 69, but I'm just saying that.
He lies.
Never. But I just thought, because Three Drunks and the Moderator has already done a talk on Gen X, but I would like to look at it a little more different. I'd like to look at it as personal. Like, what did it mean growing up in the 80s? What did it mean growing up in the late 70s? Unless you did it, I mean, boy, it's really different. I look around now, and the world I see from when I was a kid, it's unrecognizable. And I don't know if you would say the same thing, but the world has changed dramatically.
Yeah. And the hard part is, it's people our age who did that. They're raising their kids total opposite of how we were raised. And I can't speak to it too much because we don't have children, but it's people our age that are raising their kids to, you know, they're the ones that get trophies for participation and things like that we didn't experience any of that. You either won or you lost.
But there was no shame in losing, though.
No. Well, it teaches you how to lose and how to not win all the time.
Yeah, there was no winning all the time. And, you know, and growing up, even in elementary school, and I'm really grateful for where we grew up, because the same kids I went to school with were the same kids I played with after school, the same kids I went hunting with, the same kids I played baseball after school with. And there was no shame in winning or losing. I mean, we joked, we picked on each other. I was probably the kid, and I know I definitely was the kid, when baseball came up, everybody moved in the infield. And I had a lot of buddies that when they came up, people moved out of, you know, they went as far back as they could because these kids could hit. But none of us ever made fun of each other. I mean, we joked, we picked, and I mean, but there was nothing bad.
But also at the time we played it, it was all for fun. And I don't know if the kids nowadays, I don't think it's for fun.
Yeah, our parents weren't involved. Our parents weren't involved. There was no pressure.
No.
We joked, we picked on each other, and it really was. It was a joke, like, oh, you know, our team kicked your butt or whatever, but it was a joke. I mean, because the following week, our team could have kicked, and it was just, everything was just in fun, and nobody took anything personal. And that was the whole thing. I think we were raised in a time where if someone picked on you, you didn't take it personal. You blew it off, and you went back at them to prove them wrong.
But it was a little more laid back too, like especially with the sports. Like I know now I have nephews in sports, and they can't miss a practice or they won't be able to play. That wasn't a thing when we were.
No. No, because nobody took it that serious. You know, and it was an after school activity, it was some other activity. And maybe some coaches did take it that serious, but it never was really relayed. You know, it was a different time. Because you could be late for practice, you could miss a practice. It was never held against you.
No, and we didn't practice all summer long.
No. No, because everybody had everything else to do. And that is the weirdest thing, too. Like, when you were out of school, at least in the 80s and partially the 90s, I can't speak too much of the 90s. I can speak a lot of the 80s. When you were out of school in the summer, Your parents had no idea where you were.
Well, no, there were no tracking cell phones. There was no play dates. It was we went outside and didn't come back till dark.
Yeah, but we had rules. We definitely had rules. Everybody thinks, oh, well, you just... No, we weren't just running wild. We had rules. We had to be back by a certain time. And if you weren't back by a certain time, there were actually consequences. And there wasn't, I'm crying and the consequences are going to go away. No, the consequences never went away. But I'll tell you what the consequences taught you. The next time you went out, your ass was home before it was dark because of what happened earlier. Not that you were hit, not that you were beat, not that anything like that, but I don't know. You learned and you respected what your rules were.
But we had a lot of free play. Our days weren't planned. Morning till night, it was, we just went outside and found people and played.
Yeah.
You know?
There was no structure.
No, we used our imaginations. We were on our bikes, or maybe we had our skateboards, or we had a basketball.
The other issue we had, though, I think, is video games. Video games were very personal. Like, you had a video game at your house. It wasn't connected to the internet. Your friend couldn't play you on the video game if he was a house away.
No, they had to come to your living room and play with you.
Right. Or you had to go to theirs and play with them. And it created kind of a bond of, boy, I'll tell you, the friends I had when I was 10, 12 are honestly still the friends I have today. The bond we had when we were younger stuck. Like, you didn't just walk away from your friend. You never just did that.
I don't know how it is today. Like, I can't speak to how it is for kids today, because we don't have any and I don't see it every day.
No, but even playing video games today, now, I still at 50, well, let's say...
50 plus.
Let's just say 28. 28. I still play video games, but I'm slower at it, and I play online, but boy, it's a lot different than anything I've ever dealt with. The remarks that are made, the environment, it's nothing I would have ever expected when I was in my teens.
Well,
it's
no.
A whole different...
When we played video games, it was more a camaraderie. You know, even if it was a single player game, everybody was standing around watching, maybe because it was new technology. And it was a big thing. Even the video games, the Donkey Kong and the Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. You know, when you go to an arcade, are there even arcades today?
I don't know. I mean, when we were going out, one of the... And this is probably stupid, but when we were going out, which was the 90s, we would go to an arcade and we would play pinball. And we had fun just, me and you, just playing pinball and seeing who got the better score, but it was never that competitive.
Well, no, it was for fun.
But we could do that for fun. And there wasn't... I don't know. I don't know if that part's gone, where you can do something for fun and you're not dominating someone. You know, it's...
Yeah, I don't... Like I said, I can't speak to kids today because I don't see it.
But I enjoyed that. Like, I thought that was so much fun. Like, me and you just going and just playing a pinball machine. But we grew up in our younger days with a pinball machine. For us, that was normal.
Yeah.
Is it normal now? I don't know. Do
they know what a pinball machine is, these kids?
Have they ever heard the sound of that ball drop when you get a free game? Oh my gosh, that was like, you know, that was the glory thing of, they hear that sound, and it was like a ton of lead hitting a pallet. I mean, it was the bomb, and you know you got a free game. That was the coolest thing ever.
I think we need a pinball machine now.
I think we do. growing up in the 80s, and I think a lot of people miss the stuff of just the generality of it. Is if you never grew up, no, I'm not going to say that, if you never grew up, let's just say from my point of view of growing up in the late 70s, early 80s, if you're going to talk about a weekend after the school year was done, let's say. So the first thing that happened, if you're going to grow up at that time, I got up early because especially on a Saturday, because a Saturday morning was nothing but cartoons. Probably from 7 o'clock to at least 1 o'clock. Then after 1 o'clock, normal crap happened, and that's, but before that I got up earlier because there was only 3 television channels. There was ABC, NBC, and CBS. That was it. There was no Fox, there was no anything else. There was no Cartoon Network, there was no this, there was no that.
There was the public broadcasting station that had nothing, absolutely nothing.
They had is Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
The Big Blue Marble and some kind of a British crappy thing going on there. But I don't know. But if you were talking about a Saturday
cartoons.
Morning, if you were getting up on a Saturday morning in 1979, 1982, if you got up, every channel, ABC, NBC, CBS, had a, I would almost guarantee they have some kind of cartoon on. And if you got up early enough, which I used to do, you'd catch the earlier cartoons. Boy, you'd catch the Yogi Bear. Now, see, because I grew up, I was born in 68. So by the time I was really watching cartoons, it was probably, 71, 72, 73. And you would catch the earlier cartoons the earlier you got up. So you'd catch stuff like Yogi Bear or the Flintstones. Do you realize the Flintstones were a primetime TV show? And so was Top Cat.
Yeah, they were built towards adults.
Yes, they were built towards adults. And they had kids involved. And they...
Here's the thing, though. We got up early to watch cartoons on a Saturday morning because we didn't have on-demand.
No.
It was if you didn't catch your cartoon Saturday morning, you weren't watching cartoons.
No. And during the week. Now you would get during the week you called off sick from off sick from school, but let's say you were sick and your mommy called you off from going to school. You know what you watched? You watched reruns. And here's what you watched. When I was growing up, let's say I called off in 1983. You know what I'm watching? I'm watching McHale's Navy. I'm watching Leave It to Beaver. I'm watching, Marine show with, what's his name in it? I can't even think what the private, no. Who the hell was that? He was a great singer, actually, at one time. I'm going to have to cut this out because I can't think what the hell that guy's name was. A tall guy.
I don't know who you're talking about. But I will say, USMC. I like to watch the reruns of Gidget.
Yeah, Gidget was on.
Gidget was one of my favorites, but they were like after school.
Yeah, Gidget was on. The Flying Nun was on.
And MASH was on after school.
MASH was still going full strong at that time. It was just kind of like reruns. Besides McHale's Navy, you had my favorite Martian, which was an older show.
Would kids today even know what a rerun was? Do they do that?
No,
because everything's on demand. You pick what show you want to watch, and that's it, right?
Kind of. I just learned that too myself because I was a big fan of Tour of Duty. Now, I thought I've seen every Tour of Duty show there was. I really thought that. until I started looking back at it and thinking, shit, they, Tour of Duty ran from 86, I think, to 89. But in that time frame, I had a job where I worked second shift. So I honestly probably missed the second and third season of that because I was working second shift. And when it came on, there was no way I was going to see it. And there was no way I could catch it because there was no going back. There was no, it was going to probably be replayed. There was nothing. If you didn't see it when it aired, you did not see it. Oh, Gomer Pyle.
Okay.
That's the show I was talking about.
I didn't watch that. I didn't, but my mommy didn't call me off of school a lot.
No, no. You were just one of those little suck butts.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, I gotta be, I gotta study more.
How, you, no, that wasn't me. I got A's. At any rate, there's no reruns anymore. It's on demand. So they're living a totally, yeah. I mean, and imagine that just in how many years? The 20-year yeah. difference, 30-year difference? Mm. They're living totally different lives.
But let me ask you this, though.
Because I'm not so sure either that all that television was any good for us, honestly.
No, no, but let me ask you this, though, too. I mean, now, we grew up in the same time frame. And we grew up in the same thing where you missed a TV series. You missed maybe an episode. Maybe you missed two episodes. Did that drive anything into your life? Like, did you not go to your friends or not do something with your friends because this particular show was on?
No, but the shows that that I used to watch were more like the 8 o'clock, because I think like the 7 o'clock time slot was more like the game shows, yet like the Wheel of Fortune and the things like that. So then by the time 8 o'clock rolled around, those were the ones you wanted to see. That was the Dukes of Hazzard and the shows like that.
Yeah, the Dukes came
and
on, yeah.
In elementary school at 8 o'clock at night, I was at home.
No, but I'm just saying, even when it got later on though in life. So let's say, now I think the Dukes was honestly like 9. Oh. I think they were on originally at 10, but then they got changed to 9.
I was just...
But I'm just saying, but the whole thing is like... I think the Dukes were a Thursday show, Dallas and all that, and, you know, whatever. But I'm saying, did the show, like, and you not going out with your friends, did that show, because you would probably never see that episode, the odds of you seeing that episode again were slim. There was probably, like, let's say it was going to be a season finale of the Dukes. Let's say it's going to be a season finale of Dallas. Or would that have stopped you from going with your friends?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't have friends that did things at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. I was too young. It didn't affect me.
Mm, okay.
You were working already or something. When these shows, I don't know, by the time I started working and going out, I could care less about the TV shows.
That's what that is the point I'm getting at. Like, it's saying my life didn't revolve around these shows. I liked a lot of these shows, but if one of my buddies would have called up and said, hey, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, but this show was going to be on and this show was going to have a season finale. And probably knowing what I know, because they didn't have reruns, I would probably never see this show, this particular episode of this whatever, again. I chose my friends over.
I don't think
that.
The kids today need to make that decision because everything's on demand, so they're not even put in that situation.
No, I don't think it is, but that made me choose from like. One thing to another, and it kind of justified my I guess mindset, because I would always chose choose my friends or something else over this TV, because it's, I don't think this TV ever had that grasp on me that I needed to see the, you know, I caught series in the middle, I caught series in the end, there was stuff I started, I never finished, I never gave that much a crap about it. It was always the experience of being with somebody else, I took more than that. And I don't know if that's the way it is anymore.
Well, what else would they have to choose? Because honestly, they could be sitting in a car with their friend watching a TV show on their phone.
Now you can. Back in our day, you couldn't. Back in our day, the thing is, you watched it when it came out. If you didn't watch it when it came out, you probably were never going to see it again. And did you feel bad about that? I never felt bad about that. I never even thought twice about it.
Well, no. You make your decision and you go.
But that was life for us. Because life for
us... But I'm saying, what does that have to do with the cost of whatever nowadays? Because that doesn't even come into play for the kids now.
No, it really doesn't.
That's my point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant to the kids today. It choosing is. A TV show over friends, that's not even a thing.
No, I agree with you today, but we're talking about our whole thing today was to talk about us growing up.
So what are you saying? Other people said, no, I'm not going out with you, Drew, because it's the season finale of Dallas and I must see it.
No.
Are you saying you got turned down?
No. What I'm saying is I think a lot of us...
I'm just trying to figure out your point in this whole thing.
My point in this whole thing is I think our generation put our connection with each other over a TV show or anything else. Because I don't know any of my friends that would have ever said, there's something on TV I have to see.
But if you're saying that, are you saying the kids today don't put their actual physical friendships with their friends ahead of whatever else goes on?
I don't know if they have that. And all I'm saying is we were talking about us growing up.
So I got that. So you chose your friends over TV shows.
Right.
Okay. And let's so move did, on. And, what else?
And so did a lot of my friends choose that over the TV show. Did
Do you
friends,
want a medal or a chest to pin it on?
I have a chest. Do you want a personality or should we just buy you one?
Well, maybe you could buy me one.
But no, it was just talking about
I know, but you seem to keep going on and on and on and it's...
Well, because you went off on a tangent about... people today. We weren't talking about people today. There's nothing about
people
today. Well,
I'm wondering what you're comparing it to. You're saying you chose... You're basically taking 20 minutes to say, I chose my friends over TV shows.
I'm just saying...
But where does that relate to anything?
Well, how does that relate to anything? Because what we were supposed to be talking about was growing up in the 80s and the 90s. We're not talking about what kids are growing up today. Kids are growing up today are a totally different thing. We didn't have nearly the amount of access to anything that the kids today have. We don't have access to... When we were growing up, we didn't have access to anything that the kids today have access to.
No, so how does that make you a better person?
No, it doesn't make me a better person.
No.
I'm not saying it did make me a better person. I'm just saying, and where did the hell did that come into?
Well, I'm just wondering what you...
We were supposed to be talking about growing up in the 80s and the 90s. Where in the hell are you coming up?
Don't get mad at me.
I'm just saying, where the frick are you bringing this other shit up now?
We were supposed
to be talking about growing up in the 80s and 90s. And now why does that make me a different person than what somebody's grown up today? We're not even talking about that.
Okay. I always chose my friends, too.
You had no friends because I can didn't. See that. Because right now I'm really irritated.
You're only irritated because I'm questioning your motives.
No, but I... the whole thing was, it was the whole talk was between growing up in the 70s and 80s. Why in the hell are you bringing up people that grew up in the 90s and the 2000s? They have nothing to do with that.
Okay, I just thought we wanted to compare and contrast. Apparently, I got the memo wrong.
Well, you want to compare and contrast? Fine, we can, but just bring it up in a different realm. Okay. I don't know what the hell you're doing here.
Okay.
Somebody's got to cut your drinks. You're a mess.
I'm not the one rambling on about choosing friends over a TV show. I just merely brought up the fact that there was no on demand when we were growing up. There was none of
there
that.
Is no.
You caught
isn't.
It when you caught it. If you didn't, you missed it. And summer was reruns. I don't even think they do that anymore. We're so far removed from TV, I don't even know what goes on with TV.
No.
I find that odd because we grew up with TV. Like, literally, babysitter. Like, that was our babysitter.
Yeah. But that's the other part of it, though, too. Yeah. I don't know if there are reruns. I don't even know how much we relied on that. I mean, the babysitter was kind of TV, but we also then had that whole free reign thing where we just went and we
outside.
Did what we did.
Said we're going out. And whatever neighbor friends were out, and we would go through the woods, we'd hop on our bikes. Our thing was, we did have boundaries. Like, if we were going to leave the town, like go to the next town over, we would have to tell mom that's where we were going. We were going to the park in the next town. We weren't going down to the school in our town. But other than that, it was, go ahead, back before dark.
How big of an influence then did TV honestly play in your life?
I don't know what kind of influence it played, but it was. Saturday morning was cartoons till noon when we go outside to play when in the summertime. And it was also TV right after school till we ate supper. And then once we ate supper, we were outside again till dark and be home before dark. And then at dark was the 8 and 9 o'clock shows or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I agree.
So there was a lot of TV.
There was a lot of TV. I mean, even for me, I mean, there was a lot of TV. Sundays, mornings and everything were the odd TV shows. Like, maybe the Bowery Boys, which you might have not watched, but
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what was on Sundays.
No.
Because it wasn't the cartoon run that Saturdays were. No, that I can remember.
No, it wasn't, because it was the Bowery Boys, maybe. And it was a lot of the Three Stooges. Three Stooges ran a lot on Sunday. And it was David and Goliath, that cartoon. And Gumby, and it was the odd cartoons, and it was the odd stuff that ran on a Sunday. But that's what they did, because truthfully, what they were doing, they were producing a show that they could then, with the commercials, push cereal. Or they could produce kids' toys. And that's what it was. It was cereal and toys, and truthfully, Saturday mornings was nothing but cartoons and cereal commercials.
The consumerism push was on. And that's where I feel we were indoctrinated with consumerism. That this, for those that don't know, Drew just lost his hat. He has a big top hat of Pabst Blue Ribbon, and it fell off his head. He's trying to put it back on. I think he achieved his goal now.
That's because she is just nasty.
I didn't know where he was going, and now he's mad. That's okay. We could have cut all this out.
No. But no. No, there is
no, but we were pushed to consumerism right from the time we were young. Can you see it now?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 98%. I guarantee you, 98%, if you would look it back at a 1985 commercial, 83 commercial, on a Saturday, from probably 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock, was it a cereal. And if it wasn't a cereal, it was a toy. And once after that happened, then normal commercials happened. But they made the cereal commercials very cartoonish, I guess you'd say, where they...
Well, because cereal's geared toward kids. Kids,
yeah. You know, the leprechaun running around and the rabbit tricks are for kids. And, you know, it was all geared towards us. I guess, you know, you can't deny it. It was all geared towards us at that time. But it just felt natural. It really did feel natural.
Because that's all you knew.
Yeah. And, boy, to watch cartoons at that time, the cartoons, I would say the cartoons were pretty much generic as far as it was a really good base that they had, which was teenage kids. Which either a dog, a shark, a something, and they were crime fighters.
Scooby Dooby Doo,
Jabberjaw, Clues Club. But it all made you feel good. I mean, it was just fun.
Because that's all you knew, Drew. Is it? I mean. That's the childhood we knew, but that's the only one we know. We have nothing to compare it to.
No, we have nothing to compare it to.
So, of course it was the greatest.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the greatest. I'm just saying that we have nothing else to compare it to, and I would much prefer my little life in 1967, in 1969, 1970, to watching Scooby-Doo, than to be running around through the rice fields of Vietnam, you know, where my brother and everything was. I really do prefer my stupid little life of watching cartoons. And I really love those cartoons. I think those cartoons, maybe it's something with innocence. Those cartoons were innocent. I think they were fun. And even to this day, they take you away from reality. And our reality really sucks. Like, once you grow up and you become an adult, adulting is no fun. Never said it was fun. I would much rather be watching Scooby-Doo.
I think we're living a much better life, though. We don't watch TV. Well, I don't eat cereal anymore. But when I think about how we grew up with all that TV and all that cereal, it just wasn't, it's not good. It wasn't a good, I mean, yeah, it was a great childhood, but was it healthy for us? Absolutely not.
I don't know what childhood has felt, I don't know what childhood is healthy for anybody, but we had three different TV channels. That's all we really, really had. Now today, the normal TV channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, they don't have cartoons anymore. They're done. Now you got to go to the cartoon channel. And what are you watching on the cartoon channel? You're watching cartoons we watched 30 years ago.
Oh, I thought there were new cartoons.
Ah, they're a bunch of bullshit. They're nothing like what we had. But the thing is, they don't have... It's not the same.
And now, wait, are you comparing? Because you told me we weren't comparing.
We're not comparing.
Okay.
I'm just saying we had.
I'm just checking.
We had a better life. And that's.
It's the only life we knew. It was the only childhood we knew.
I'm still in a childhood.
I would agree.
Yeah. So I guess we're gonna bring this one to a close. She rambled on and caused a lot of issues, which I may have to look and remove her from this podcast because
I'm getting signed out of this podcast as quick as I got signed on to it.
Yeah, because I think you're useless, but that's just besides the point.
Okay, I see how you are.
Yeah, but if you really want to hear about our where we're going and what we're trying, Betting on Us is going to be the podcast you want to listen to, because it's going to be more structured. It's not going to be as funny. It's not going to be. We're going to be trying to be more real, I guess, what it's going
to
be.
Well, we're going to try and document our journey.
Yeah.
Our journey in getting out of corporate America and starting our own business, betting on us.
Yeah. And truthfully, if you're going to bet on anybody, just bet on yourself. Don't rely on people. Don't rely on anybody else. If you don't have faith in yourself and you can't bet on yourself, you lost already. Bet on yourself. And with all that said, have fun, peeps.
Thanks for tuning in.
Because we're gone.
Bye-bye.